A Coast Guard vet with Alaska roots is Haines' next borough manager. And with an offer on the table, the Haines Borough is waiting to hear about the new police chief. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Personality won over experience in the Haines Borough Assembly's decision of who to hire as the next borough manager. In a 4-2 vote, the Assembly backed William Bill Seward for the job. Seward is a soon-to-be-retired Coast Guard veteran who grew up in Alaska. He was chosen over Mark Corrett, the candidate some borough staff strongly supported. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Turnover has plagued the top borough job for years. Haines has seen 13 permanent and interim managers in about as many years. This time around, the Assembly paid $27,000 plus expenses for a search firm to lead the hunt for candidates. It culminated Saturday when four finalists interviewed in person with the Assembly, borough staff, and a citizens group. The two candidates who rose to the top were Bill Seward and Mark Corrett. Seward is director of auxiliary and recreational boating safety at a Coast Guard base in Miami.
You know, I was groomed, you know, by the Coast Guard with core values. Honor, respect, and devotion to duty. Those are our core values, and that's what I'll bring to this job.
Seward said he's pursuing this job because he desperately wants to move home to Alaska. He's originally from Kodiak and is of Tlingit descent. He said his budgeting and leadership experience in the Coast Guard will translate well into his first local government job.
One of the keys of being a good leader is making sure that the person at the lowest level knows what's going on. And you got to be transparent. You got to be an open book and not keep secrets.
Seward has spent 28 years in the Coast Guard. Fellow finalist Mark Corrett has worked about the same amount of time in town administration, economic development, and planning jobs. He is currently director of administrative services in Hillsborough County, Florida. Corrett talked about his experience trying to resolve community conflict over government decisions.
People don't fear change, they fear loss. So you have to get to that. You got to figure out, okay, we're describing some future component. You're an important player, you're a stakeholder in this issue. What is it that you're fearful that you're going to lose? How can we mitigate that?
Corrett said he's ready to take the next step in his career and lead a local government.
I've been preparing for this my entire career. This is, you know, being a manager is a pinnacle of that. I also think I have the right temperament and the patience and willingness to work through issues.
After the interviews, some of the Assembly and Citizens Group members praised Corrett's experience, but questioned his confidence and leadership, saying he seemed nervous. A few borough staff members who also interviewed Corrett defended him. They said, just because someone is quiet or introverted doesn't mean they lack the confidence and skills to do the job. Here's Borough Finance Director Gila Stewart.
There's only one candidate that I interviewed with today that I won't, my shoulders won't slump over, and if I find out that they're our new manager.
Stewart said Corrett is the only finalist who wouldn't face a steep learning curve. As for Seward, the citizens group and most Assembly members said he seemed compassionate, humble, and that he would fit in to Haines. Here's Assemblyman George Campbell.
He's got a very high level of integrity. Yeah, and you can deal with a lot of stuff, but when a guy is straight up and you can believe what he's telling you and you don't have to worry about the integrity of it, it takes a lot of pressure off when you're trying to make decisions.
But some people said Seward's answers seemed textbooky. Here's Assemblyman Ron Jackson.
A lot of what I heard, it felt like it was just what we should have been hearing from him, and I had the question of whether he was really authentic.
The Assembly went into executive session to make a decision. After more than an hour, they opened the doors and made a motion to offer the manager contract to Seward. It passed 4-2, with Campbell, Diana Lapham, Mike Case, and Tresham Gregg voting yes. Margaret Friednauer and Ron Jackson voted no. Friednauer explained her decision after the meeting. She said she wasn't voting against Seward, but for Corrett.
To respect what I believe was very valuable input from the staff and very valuable qualifications. I chose to stick with my first choice.
Assemblyman Greg said Seward was his first choice because he's the kind of person who can move mountains. When asked about his lack of municipal experience.
Well, I think that his personality is such that he's going to win over the staff, and everybody's going to want to work with him, even if he doesn't have all of the municipal experience that he might.
Lapham said Seward's Alaska background was also a plus.
He's Alaska boy, born and bred, and his wife is Alaska born and bred, and there's a connection there that we really don't worry how they're going to assimilate into the community because they've already got Alaska in their heart.
Consultant Richard Firstman is tasked with negotiating Seward's contract. Seward told the assembly during his interview that he would be able to start on June 20th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
As of Monday afternoon, an offer is on the table for one of three candidates vying to be the Haynesboro Chief of Police. The borough hired a search firm to help find the next chief, and out of 27 applicants, the field was whittled down to three finalists. Those contenders went through a rigorous interview process on Friday, with deliberation by the Public Safety Commission, the interim manager, and a current police officer in executive session on Saturday. Interim manager Brad Ryan said Monday he made an offer and was waiting for a response, though he would not say who the job was offered to. Haines residents will have to wait a little longer to find out who will take the reins at the police department. The Public Safety Commission recommended Heath Scott, a deputy police chief for a protective services division in Washington, D.C. The decision is now left in the hands of interim manager Brad Ryan, who got input from the commission, the police department, and former interim police chief Robert Griffiths. In his interview with the commission on Friday, candidate Scott referred to his current place of employment as, quote, a boutique agency. He had a sense of humor. He joked that he would win the community over with cupcakes. But when it came to questions about ethics and integrity, his answers were definitive. He said he favors the, quote, guardian style of policing over the, quote, warrior style.
My style of management is, to a large degree, I'm a very good motivator. I want to motivate all my individuals to be successful. If I can do that, then I've got everybody rowing in the same direction. And when you have that, you have powerful change that can come about. You can do anything.
Scott used the phrase gang tackling when talking about problem solving by utilizing as many individuals and agencies as possible in the community and beyond. Scott also said he would, quote, fight tooth and nail to have an officer in the school every day.
In Arizona, we have a saying, you know, don't mess with our kids and don't mess with our guns. If you mess with those, we're gonna take you to court. We're going to put you in jail forever. I like it. That's what I live by.
Along with officers in the school, Scott said he would implement, quote, social media scraping, looking for threats, threats to students, threats to borough officials, or domestic violence threats. Another finalist is Tim O'Neill, a sergeant in the La Crosse, Wisconsin Police Department. He told the commission he's been looking at moving to Alaska for 5 years. O'Neill said he favors inclusive decision-making and that he would combat the high turnover in the department by making officers feel appreciated and making sure they're well compensated. Getting, quote, creative with funding and grants is one way he would do that.
Our purpose, any police department's purpose, is to enhance public safety through leadership and through example. Nobody's above the law.
In Wisconsin, O'Neill has focused on coming up with various methods of combating domestic violence. It's something he would like to continue here, he said. The third candidate is William Dave McKillican. He's the current police chief in Hoonah. He said he came to Alaska 12 years ago, quote, chasing a career in law enforcement. He's already familiar with Alaska statutes and life in Southeast. Two officers from Hoonah came to Haines earlier this year when the department was short-staffed, and one of them, Officer Jordan Welsh, is still here.
The communities here in the Southeast, and along with other smaller communities in across our state, we're all going to struggle at one point or another. You know, so we have to, you know, reach out with a helping hand every now and then.
Getting more involved in community groups and the school is on McKillican's list of priorities. He said he would also like to get to the bottom of why there's such high turnover here, whether it's salary or officer burnout or both. Jim Stanford is the chair of the Public Safety Commission. He said the commission chose Heath Scott for a few different reasons.
What he did that separated himself out was the other two, is we asked him a question, and he answered the question. But then he went the one step farther on educating us, and he did it in a very logical, understandable way.
A final decision on who will be named Haines' next police chief should be made in the next day or two. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories at khns.org.